Let us pray. God, of each day and each moment, you call us to make choices. Choices about how we will live, how we will use our time and resources. You call us to make decisions. Who we will look out for. What we will commit to. Who we will follow. As we come before you now, bless us with wise discernment and loving compassion, that we may serve you and one another, after the example of Jesus, our Lord and Saviour. In the midst of life's journeying, we can lay down, God, and give up. In our running away from life's troubles, we can lay down and give up. In our despair at life's events, we can lay down, God, and give up. Such is our way. But you, our God, you come to us in our need, in our refusing to face life, in our despair and loneliness. When we are low, and when we don't believe, we feel we cannot come to you, but you persist in coming to us. Even now, it could be that we come to this place as reluctant pilgrims, without enthusiasm and with too many cares. And you greet us with understanding and food and drink. You commune with us, and we are expectant. Jesus, you sit and listen to us, but we are afraid. We crash around in our anger, breaking things and confidences and treasured trust. Forgive us. We speak too quickly without thinking. We blow in different directions, not caring what damage we do. We are full of empty air, being unkind and cruel, gossiping and lying. Forgive us. We flare up and burn out. We devastate delicate and loving relationships. We crave the heat and light we cause. We seek the attention we don't deserve. Forgive us. Jesus, you whisper that you love us. You silence our moans, soothe our brows, and bring welcome silence to our noisy lives. We continue to pray about world situations, which cause us great concern at present. We pray for the people whose needs are known to us, and in the silence we bring them before you. We pray for those who have gone before us, whose legacy we inherit. Loving God, you care for each and every one. Hear us as we cry to you. Lord of creation, make us your responsible partners. Lord, speak to us now in the sheer silence. Make us aware of your presence. Help us to hear your voice. Amen. We say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We hear now today's gospel reading from Luke chapter 10, verses 1 to 11, followed by verses 16 to 20.